Hey, you're listening to Music Blob on K-Chan.
So bad at being in love. kick anything my way. I have taken what I'm afforded. I view the rest as unimportant.
I want you to notice he did not say it is best for me.
Listening to K-Chung Radio here on 1630 AM downtown LA in and around Chinatown. K-ChungRadio.org on the worldwide internet. As you may know, my name's Greg. The show's called Music Blob. Usually on the air alternating Tuesdays, but, you know, special after-school special edition of Music Blob going on right now in your ear holes. I have a special guest co-host here today. Carmen JC, reigning champion of the Slate podcast, sports podcast trivia contest. Say hi, Carmen.
What's going on? I was told this was the Breaking Bad viewing party I think I've made a wrong turn.
No, this is just our meth lab.
Oh, okay, got it.
So, in that set of music, the last track you heard was a new London band called Fear of Men. Track was called Mosaic on a 7-inch collection called Early Fragments on Canine. For that, you heard one from Islands, also known as Nick Diamonds, formerly of the Unicorns, a song called Waveforms off his brand new album called Ski Mask. Before that, one from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, So Good at Being in Trouble, from his second album entitled Two. He just played a sold-out Troubadour show, so I guess you're not going to see him this week if you're in L.A. Before that, kicked off the show with a track from a new Los Angeles band called Fever the Ghost. The song is called Rounder. It's on a self-released 7-inch. Just been really super stoked on that song, so been playing it a lot, so if you don't like it, sue me. Alright, well, you got any requests or anything, you can shoot them to MusicBlob on Twitter. That's at MusicBlob on Twitter. Stop messaging me. So now we're going to have a roundtable discussion between me and Carmen and our other special guest, this bag of Mission Tortilla chips.
And a jar of peach pineapple salsa, Safeway Select brand. It says medium, but it's not very... It has no punch whatsoever as far as the spiciness goes.
Yeah, medium is a bit of an overstatement. I mean, like, is mild pineapple juice?
I don't even know what mild would be in this case. So. Yeah. Pretty weak.
But we were warned. It's Safeway. That was the summary of its flavor profile. But anyways, so what's new, Carmen? Jesus.
Not much, man. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
You didn't show up to our breakfast tacos and football party a few weeks ago.
I know. I realized like after that I'd like missed it. And like I actually had thought I'd missed it the previous day. And I forgot to go to that. And then I later that day, I looked at my Facebook thing, right. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot to go to it again.
Yeah. I mean, it would be
How
strange.
Was it?
They're okay. I mean, it would be strange for a vegetarian like you to go to a barbecue place.
Right.
For
so,
food,
yeah, Carmen, for the background, for those of you in the listening audience, the K-Chung community out there, Carmen recently invited me. Carmen is a football fan and a taco eater. And Carmen recently invited me
You invited yourself, actually, which I was more than happy to accommodate.
I recently invited myself to Carmen's football watching, taco eating party, and I believe it was the second Facebook RSVP after Carmen. And
that sounds about right.
And I was really looking forward to it. I really was.
Yeah.
And then I just
it's too bad. Maybe they'll probably be future breakfast taco adventures for those. I'll find a morning Niners game, and we'll get some breakfast tacos. You can get the potato ones. So yeah.
So Carmen, while I have you here. What are your thoughts on the Lane Kiffin situation?
Lane Kiffin? Oh, to be honest, I don't really follow college football that much anymore, but I'm surprised it took him this long to get rid of him. So yeah. If you want to talk Dodgers baseball, I'm down to talk about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how's the Dodgers outlook in the playoffs as you see it?
As I see it? I mean, October, total crapshoot, but I would say the Cardinals are probably the best team in the National League, but... You probably have as good of a shot as any of the other division winners. I mean, when your playoff rotation is Kershaw, Ryu, Greinke, really hard to argue with that. But I'm not a big fan of that lineup outside of Ramirez and Puig. So, yeah. So
what was your ultimate, like, now that the season's, like, pretty much wrapped?
Yeah.
What do you think of, like, the Puig hype and where that went? And, like, did it go too far? Did he ever, like, live up to the promise that some people ascribe to him?
You know, when I first heard the news in the winter that he signed, my reaction was the same as... I mean, I just follow all these guys who write about, you know, prospects and stuff like that. And so, basically, whatever my feelings I have are shaped by those guys. And pretty much the reaction everybody had was, what the hell? What is this? They just signed the dude that they watched take batting practice twice for like $42 million.
Right. And what country is he from?
He's Cuban. He's a defector who reportedly made it to Mexico with the help of a drug cartel, but those are just unfounded rumors. So, no, he's exciting. I was at two of his notable games, one where he showed off his arm and was made an incredible throw to get a runner out at third. And as my friend texted me that day, did you see flames flying from the baseball? And I was also at his walk-off home run against the Cincinnati Reds, where Dusty Baker inexplicably denied us of the pleasure of having an Aroldis Chapman, Yasiel Puig showdown between two Cuban defectors. And I mean,
I thought you were going to say a showdown between two dudes with really silly names.
No, well, I mean, aside from that, and I mean, two Cuban defectors, Aroldis Chapman can also crank up his fastball up to like 103. So whoa. Who wouldn't want to see Puig show off, showdown against that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, but in the end, do you feel like he's really good or just exciting because occasionally he does something amazing and mostly he makes a lot of mistakes?
I mean, so far all we have to say is that he's really good, so we'll just have to see how it holds up over another season. I mean, the same thing happened last year with the Cespedes on the A's, and he was awesome last year, and this year he kind of fell back to earth, and so I think we still have a lot more baseball to see from Puig to make a decision on that.
All right. Yeah. Pivoting topics from sports to music.
Yeah, for sure.
I see you got out your well-worn replacement shirt for the show.
I did. You know,
this was
my... I was sitting around at the house without any pants on watching football on my computer, T-shirt, and I didn't leave the apartment until like 4:30 because we wanted to get like iced coffee or something. So I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna throw on this old t-shirt and never wear anymore. And then I was like, oh yeah, I was gonna do K-Chung with Greg, so here I am wearing my really old replacement shirt.
So yeah. What are your thoughts on Replacements reunion?
Be pretty excited to see it. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of old dudes playing music, but be more than happy to see them. I mean, has the reception been good for those shows? I haven't.
It has been mostly. Okay. I mean, you know, there's definitely a mix, like especially like older critics who saw them like back in the day and are kind of questioning like, why are there three living members but only two on this reunion tour?
Well, I know Chris Mars has absolutely no interest anymore.
Sure.
To play with them. So, and it's, I mean, I know it's not the same without Chris Mars, but at the same time, it's not like Chris Mars was really like one of the, he was always the quiet one of the band, who kept to himself, and he's kind of held true to that. You know, he's living a quiet life out of the spotlight, so I don't really feel like Replacements fans are missing much by missing Chris. I mean, it's different with like, you know, the Pixies thing with Kim Deal, like Kim was such a huge part of the Pixies. I just can't imagine why anyone would care to see the Pixies now without her, you know?
Right.
So, whereas with Chris, I mean, God bless him, obviously, but I don't really feel like we're missing much without him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it's like, it's all wrapped together. It depends how, like, what your perspective is. And if it's really like, I mean, like, you know, I come to it from this place of thinking just really highly of Paul Westerberg and he's just like this amazing songwriter. For a while he was doing it in the Replacements as which was this like crazy punk band that was almost always falling apart.
Yeah.
And then like the Replacements got like professionalized a bit. But he was still writing terrific songs.
Right, of course.
And like just with a slightly more professional band. It was the same band.
Yeah, I agree. And I was gonna say, like, I always wanted to see Paul Westerberg solo, but I never got around to that. So I figured some people might think this is even better to see, you know, him playing Replacement songs with Tommy, you know.
Right.
But I'll take whatever I can get to see Paul Westerberg.
You know, that's kind of how I feel about it too.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Do you know if they're going to be playing in LA anytime soon?
I don't think there's anything announced in LA, or there might be one like West Coast show in Seattle or something, if memory serves.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I figure like, since they made it past show one, like they were going to, it was just going to be like, oh, we're going to do this benefit fundraiser one off. Like,
yeah.
And then like, okay, they made it into like a couple of festivals and like, okay, so like now they're kind of rolling along.
Okay.
They got like Josh Freese drumming.
Oh, right. That's
like,
right. Yeah.
You know, who's kind of like just the guy that you hire if you have a famous band and you can't get your drummer to play with you anymore.
I thought they got Zach Starkey for that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's another. He's another one. Another top choice. Another hot prospect.
Right.
But
I saw him with what was left of the Who many years ago.
Half a Who.
It was half the Who. Yeah, because John Entwistle died two shows before I went to see them.
Whoa.
Yeah. He died on a cocaine with a hooker binge in the Vegas hotel room before I went to see him. So yeah,
living it up to the very end.
Yep. Very much so.
Wow. Well, yeah. There you go. If you hadn't recently been reminded of how John Manwistle died, now you know why you tuned into the show. Okay, well, let's throw it back to some more music. This is a track from one of my favorite records of recent history, Light Up Gold by Parquet Courts, a Brooklyn band.
Great record.
And this is the track Stoned and Starving. You're listening to Music Blob here on K-Chung, 1630 AM, kchungradio.org.
I'm Sister, you go out and you tear down the walls and you waltz down the halls. If a cop man should appear, whisper this in his ears. I don't know you or your fear, so take it outward to see. And I bet you agree that I met you out of need of a lover.
Listening to K. Chung. The show's called Music Blob. This is Greg.
This is Carmen.
And we'll be with you here until 8 o'clock. Then we'll turn it over to whoever's after us. Let me read you back what you heard there. That was a band from Long Beach called Tubby Boots, a track called Sister Bear off an EP called Old Man. That's two songs they put out in July. What were you going to say? Did you want to jump in? Something you wanted to add?
If it's two songs, wouldn't that just be a single?
I mean, you know, I think it's a single, but it says EP right here on their webpage.
All right, who am I to argue with Tubby Boots?
Then? Right, I mean, you know, they're the experts.
That's true.
And they also, I mean, it does, like, the second song is like 7 minutes long.
Okay.
And so it kind of does exceed the 10-minute running time threshold.
That is a little extended.
Where a single feels like a little bit long. Unless the single is Hotel California, and then that's about as long as it is.
All right, I'll allow it.
All right. I mean, I'm not saying that you're right or wrong. I'm just saying I'm reading a thing off my computer. So that's Tubby Boots, and they're from Long Beach, and they'll have an album out next year. Tony Molina, before that, a very short album. It's like 10 songs in 16 minutes. A record called Dist and Dismissed on the Melters label in San Francisco. That track is called Change My Ways. By Tony Molina. Before that, by request from the internet, you heard a song from Diarrhea Planet. What's so funny about that?
That is quite a band name right there.
And?
That's all I had to say about that. Go on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Nothing else you wanted to get in there?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, Nashville-based band. The song's called Separations on their new album, I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, which is out on Jeff the Brotherhood's label, Infinity Cat. Before that, an LA band called Spaceships, a track called Ghost. I'm in the music video for that song, so look it up on the internet. Their new album's called Cool Breeze Over the Mountains. Just tons of fuzzy noise jams on that record. It's out on Mock Records out of LA, part of the French Kiss label group. Started the set off there with Parquet Courts, Stoned and Starving from their terrific album, Light Up Gold. And I always like to say what label an album is on, but like that one I'm not really sure because it says Dull Tools on the label, which I think is the bass player's record label, but then it's really, if you go on What's Your Rupture's webpage, what's the label What's Your Rupture, which has done a lot of great noise releases over the years, says it's one of their releases. And then if you go to it on AllMusic, it says it's on Mom and Pop. So I don't know, a lot of people laying claim to that Parquet Courts record. Everyone wants a piece of that action. Everyone wants to jump on that gravy train.
Maybe it was originally self-released on Dull Tools, and then What's Your Rupture picked it up to distribute it to wider audiences. I don't know.
But then
you're
but
the
then
one in the music business here.
Where does
here,
Mom
so.
And Pop come in?
Yeah,
on this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure it all makes sense to someone.
We had two records in that set over there, which was a great set, by the way. Bending the rules of what releases are with the 2-song EP and the 16-minute full-length album.
That's
currently.
True. Well, we're all about blowing up boxes here on Music
true.
Blob. So on the station ID tip, you're listening to K-Chung live from the Sky Lounge here in Chinatown, broadcasting on 1630 AM, going out across downtown LA in the general Chinatown vicinity, and on the internet at kchungradio.org/stream.html. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language, in case you were wondering. got another 14 minutes here in the show, so let's waste some of it, shall we? So, Carmen.
What's going on?
What have you been listening to these days?
A lot of podcasts, admittedly. I really dig that Death Heaven album that everyone has been going nuts over this year.
What's your favorite track on the Death Heaven album?
Either the title track or Vertigo. I mean, they all kind of sound the same,
right,
honestly, but it's all one awesome unified noise I enjoy washing over myself with.
Yeah.
So really dig that album. Then they're from San Francisco, of course, which as everyone knows is the best city in the world. So yeah. Really dig that album a lot. I really like the Speedy Ortiz album.
One of my favorites.
And
also.
I think I first heard about it from you, so thank you for that. Gives me a lot of Exile and Guyville vibes, which
totally.
Is like one of my favorite albums. So naturally, really into that one. So
totally,
yeah.
Total breakup album.
Yeah.
Also.
Absolutely.
Those are good records, Carmen.
Yeah. So.
Are you gonna be watching Breaking Bad tonight?
I don't have cable, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think... Actually, I have a friend who... Well, I have many friends, obviously, as I'm sure you do, who follow Breaking Bad, and I ask...
I have several friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I have many friends.
Oh, okay. All right.
But,
sorry.
You know,
I didn't
just
mean
in
to,
aggregate.
I didn't mean to overestimate there. But one of my friends that follows the show, I always ask him after some episode that the internet seems to go nuts after I go, so what happened on Breaking Bad? And he'll just be like, I find it really amusing that you follow Breaking Bad despite not actually watching the show. But it's kind of impossible to avoid, so.
Right.
Yeah. But actually, I'll admit, I wiki-cheated the finale of Breaking Bad.
What does that mean?
I went on Wikipedia and read the plot synopsis of what happened in the series finale.
So,
no spoilers, though. So.
Wait, what happened?
Wait, what?
What happened in the series finale?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for anyone listening. So
okay.
Yeah, because it hasn't you know, hasn't aired in the West Coast yet. They're in the future over in the East Coast.
That's true. What time does it come on? 9?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking like, oh, I should play an old Albuquerque set of bands from New Mexico to recognize.
What bands are there from New Mexico?
Well, all I came up with was the Shins off the top of my head.
That's right. Yeah.
But I'm sure if I gave it some thought, I could come up with... Or like at least just went to the Wikipedia page for right. musicians and bands from Albuquerque.
Right. I'm sure we would get some dude who decided to edit his own band into the Wikipedia page,
right.
you know.
Right. And so. an elaborate self-referential. Like, you know, the ones where people also put up reference pages.
Right.
Like on other sites so that they can
right.
refer to them.
Right, right.
And to legitimize their Wikipedia
yes,
article.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I hit a really good one of those the other day, and I can't remember.
I always like the ones, and this is kind of stealing from a football writer that I follow on Twitter, Bill Barnwell, who writes for Grantland. He occasionally likes tweeting out links to Wikipedia pages that are clearly written by the author. And
yes.
Yeah. So one of them was well, there's many, obviously. Usually people who are probably C or D list celebrities, but there's one of a guy who I went to high school with. He was like, who won like a bunch of local Emmys or something, and he's like the local regional sports network. But yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Indeed. Indeed.
Carmen,
what's up?
What would you put at the top of your own Wikipedia article?
I'd probably put died saving his family from a sinking battleship.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. It's not mine, but yeah.
Wait, whose is it?
It's from the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, okay.
It's on Royal's headstone.
Oh, okay.
At his funeral.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I just exposed myself for the film Philistine that I am.
I'm sure you've seen Royal Tenenbaums, though.
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
It's not... I mean, I've seen other movies of his, but...
Yes.
Not that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's all right.
Oh, on the back announcing tip, Toby Boots, who is the last song we played, you can go hear them at the Redwood Bar in downtown L.A. Just a stone's throw from the K-Chung Sky Lounge at 9 p.m. tonight, if you want to. People of Earth, consider going to that. Or just keep it locked here, tkchungradio.org, or 1630 a.m. if you're in the downtown Chinatown area vicinity.
We're in the shadow of Dodger Stadium here, too.
Here we are.
Yeah.
They probably aren't getting us in the ravine, though.
No, probably not. What is the range of the signal here? Do you know?
You know, I've never turned it on with the intention of driving as far away from it as I could get. All I know is I don't get it at my house.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. So then I definitely wouldn't get it at my place.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, there's also a lot of hills between here and there.
Right.
And like, you know, when you know, it really is like, you know, line of sight, like broadcasting.
Right.
Just like any other radio station.
You'd probably get it at the pho place downstairs.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what they're listening to right now.
Yeah.
This is like someone's dinner is being soundtracked by our moronic hemming and hawing.
That'd be pretty... Remember when we, going back to our old college radio days, remember when we tried to get piped into the Wooden Center?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of remember that.
That didn't happen, right?
I don't think it ever happened.
Okay.
Carmen and I were both on college radio, UCLA, for a time.
You should also tune into that, UCLAradio.com.
Yeah, definitely.
They're doing things.
If you can, just put on UCLAradio.com and KChungRadio.org at the same time. Like, maybe if you could send one to the left in your headphones and one to the right.
Oh, wow.
Then you can really get the experience.
That is some, like, avant-garde sound collage stuff going on there.
I mean, yeah, that's like, you know, I've pulled that trick from Flaming Lips.
Oh, you know, they also work as separate entities too, but you know, they're meant to be played together. So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But then, like, don't download the special version that people make, like a bootleg
on
the internet.
No, that's cheating. That
where
is cheating.
They, like, lock them together perfectly.
Right, no,
you don't
can't,
want that.
No, you can't do that. No. They're meant to be in separate channels, you know.
Yeah. With the random chance of the universe bearing on them as part of the art.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ornette Coleman's Free Jazz record, where two quartets played on the left channel and two played on the right channel. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, we'll take it out of the show with something from that Def Heaven album, but the songs that you recommended are both like 14 minutes long.
That's totally fine.
So we're gonna play Please Remember by Def Heaven from their new album Sunbather, out on the Death Wish label, one of the most lauded albums of the year. Keep it locked to kchungradio.org. I'll be back on the air on Tuesday at 8 p.m. sharp until 9, doing the same show. Music Blob is brought to you by the bold independent voice that is Kchung Radio, 1630 a.m. and kchungradio.org on the internet. Say goodbye, Carmen.
Goodbye, Carmen.